Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I hope Matt's okay with it. Does anyone really ask? What we may have missed. What we forgot. What we need to touch on. What we promoted that we didn't get to. And even if it's just a minute or two, a mention.
Clean up in aisle three.
Clean up on aisle three. Now, we talked about the Chargers win over the Broncos. In case you weren't paying attention, something that happened last night happened for the first time. For the first time in an NFL game since 1962. That's right. Cameron Dicker, who we did mention, the longest fair catch free kick at the end of the first half in NFL history as part of the 7-point win for the Chargers. The 57-yarder on, again, a free kick, which is basically they line up with a holder, essentially looks like a field goal because of the holder, but there is no 7 yards behind the line of scrimmage. There is no offensive line. Everybody's lined up basically like a kickoff. And Dicker is not kicking off because it's an untimed down. It's the last play of the first half. They got the untimed down, which they could have ran an offensive play, chose not to. They got it because of a penalty on special teams by Denver, which was as part of a fair catch on the Chargers. Interference on the fair catch. And again, it was at the end of the first half, so it was an untimed down. So your choice was either run an untimed real offensive play or try the free kick and the fair catch free kick. And that's exactly what Jim Harbaugh did. Dicker made it, 57 yards, indoors, not impossible by any means. Especially him, he's been pretty good this year overall. And the Broncos were up 21-10, gave the Chargers 3 free points. And it ultimately woke up the Chargers, and it spurred a comeback. They were down 11 a couple of times. They outscored Denver in the second half, 21-6, and won the game by 7. So interesting, because I wonder in that spot if you're going to see that more. I don't know. Again, the last one, the longest previous, I should say, fair catch free kick was 52 yards by Paul Hornung of the Green Bay Packers in 1962. I'm 51. I was born in 1973. That's 11 years before I existed. That shows you how rare that is. All right, so there you go. So much for the Nationals being in real contention to bolster first base with this guy. Christian Walker has reached a 3-year, $60 million agreement, leaving the Arizona Diamondbacks with the Houston Astros. That number doesn't seem financially all that bad, but it probably ends the reign of Alex Bregman, who's also a free agent. And the Astros were basically in the running to see if they could pry Nolan Arenado, you know, who some have connected to the Nationals. Don't think that's going to happen. Some have connected to the Mets. So, again, with Walker coming across to Houston, it's not definite, but it likely means the end of the Alex Bregman era. But here's Walker at 33, and again, this is probably why the Nationals didn't go really here or at least get close. 250, 332 on base, 481 slugging, 95 home runs, 281 RBI over the last 3 years with the Arizona Diamondbacks in a hitter-friendly ballpark at home. A 10.8 Fangraph win above replacement, which was sixth most among first basemen. Houston has kind of struggled the last couple of years because Jose Abreu did not work out, so clearly they were looking for an upgrade there. Walker, and here's why he would have been of interest to me and I think others, three-time Gold Glove winner. So not only were you getting, you know, a pretty good hitter with some pop, but also you were getting a fantastic fielding first baseman. And that's something that at times showed to be a deficiency last year. And something that had been pretty darn good for the Nationals the 2 years before that. So again, just wanted to point that out. He is not, unless something happens before the contract becomes official, coming here. Meanwhile, Patrick Sandoval, not Pedro Sandoval. No. Patrick Sandoval. And the Boston Red Sox are in agreement on a 2-year, $18-plus million deal. He was non-tendered by the White Sox, I think it was, last year. So he, at 28, actually, he's not expected to pitch. You know what? I shouldn't say the White Sox. He was with the Red Sox, my bad, on that. He was non-tendered. He had Tommy John surgery, not expected to be ready to go until the second half of the 2025 season, which is the upcoming season. So you'll have that situation, and therefore they're kind of banking on him returning for the final, like, 1.5 years, if you will, of that deal. In 2022, a 2.91 ERA. In 27 starts, striking out 151 in almost 149 innings, again, before having the Tommy John surgery. And one more for you, right here on Cleanup on Aisle 3. Looks like Aiden O'Connell is going to be the quarterback once again of the Las Vegas Raiders. He was thought to be lost for the season initially 2 weeks ago. He should be good to go, according to Antonio Pierce, today against the Jacksonville Jaguars on Sunday. Not exactly the toughest opponent. The Jaguars were basically abused by Aaron Rodgers and the Jets last week in a tight loss. But O'Connell, who again left the field with his leg in an air cast and again thought to be gone for the season, missed the Monday night game against Atlanta. Desmond Ridder played, didn't play well. And now Aiden O'Connell is back, and apparently he's going to start. Because, of course, they lost Gardner Minshew early in the season. Aiden O'Connell back under center for the Las Vegas Raiders. In case you're going to spend time betting or watching the Las Vegas Raiders and the Jacksonville Jaguars, I'll have mercy on your soul. Good luck. You know what game I won't be watching? The Las Vegas Raiders and the Jacksonville Jaguars. And that's because I'll be at Northwest Stadium covering the Eagles and the Commanders. Coming up next.
Clean up in aisle three.
Sorry, voice girl. I apologize as usual.